Good afternoon from the Jerry Sheeter Newsroom. I'm Rob Jones. From Radio Iowa, Iowa U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley is appealing to the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission to do more to ensure the accuracy of maps detailing broadband access in rural America. Grassley says that he is finding radical differences between what the FCC maps say versus what technology infrastructure is truly in place across Iowa.
Broadband availability maps are based largely on whatever information the FCC receives from providers. This doesn't always accurately reflect the availability of broadband, particularly in rural communities. When mapping is incorrect, it can lead to the denial of broadband network funding.
Grassley says the FCC data, quote, drastically overstates the level of broadband access throughout Iowa.
A 2018 broadband deployment report released by FCC noted that 3 in 4 rural Iowans have access to broadband. It is also reported that more than 90% of all Iowans will have access to broadband. Unfortunately, that isn't the case.
There's a huge discrepancy between the government agency's information and reality.
The FCC reports universal broadband access. However, usage data available from technology companies suggests that only 6% of Chickasaw residents have access to the internet at broadband speeds.
The letter Grassley sent the FCC says that he appreciates the efforts to expand rural broadband connectivity, but note it's critical for these maps to be improved so that public and private partners have access to accurate data in order to bridge the digital divide. 28-year-old Mackenzie Kanigi, who was originally charged with murder in the 2017 death of Jessica Gomez, has reached a plea agreement with prosecutors, which included her pleading guilty to 3 felonies, attempted to commit murder, second-degree robbery, and desecration of a corpse. She was sentenced to 40 years in prison for her charges. Kanigi and Indiana resident Philip Williams were charged with murdering Gomez after she was found dead in August of 2017. Gomez had been reported missing a few days earlier. Kanigi will serve a mandatory 24.5 years in prison before she's eligible for parole. Williams pleaded guilty in April on 3 charges in conjunction with the case, including attempt to commit murder, abuse of a human corpse, and accessory after the fact. He was sentenced to 30 years for his involvement. The Fort Dodge City Council met last night and unanimously passed the first resolution to borrow $16 million from the state's low interest rate loan program. Most of the money will be allocated for upgrades to water infrastructure. Councilman Kim Allstott said a research study showed that the town's sewer system needed about $80 million worth of improvements. The council also voted unanimously to add the Sears Building at the Crossroads Mall into the Center City and Industrial Urban Renewal areas. The rezoning of the building means the building's owners would be eligible for tax revenue funding after the owners covered the initial demolition cost and tax revenue was generated from future usage of the site. Also at the meeting, the council voted to create the Fort Dodge Public Art Commission. The new commission will include 9 members, all of whom must be appointed. Councilman Jeff Halter was skeptical of the idea and said that creating commissions sometimes hinder progress. Eric Anderson, who directs the Blandon Memorial Art Museum, spoke at the meeting and said the commission will create new public artworks and maintain the existing ones. 22-year-old Fort Dodge resident Cameron Heller is facing a multitude of criminal charges. His preliminary hearing is set for July 15th on charges of threat of an explosive or incendiary device, child endangerment, reckless use of fire or explosives, and public intoxication. In sports, the St. Edmunds Gale softball team with a win in the first round of the playoffs last night over Riceville, 8-3. Riceville got off to an early lead, scoring 3 in the first. St. Edmunds answered with 5 in their half of the first. St. Edmunds will take on AGWSR in Ackley Wednesday night. First pitch 7 p.m. You can hear that game on Sunny 99.7. That's your Alpha Media News and Sports Update for July the 9th. from the Jerry Sheeter Newsroom, I'm Rob Jones.